afternoon, Audio Boo. Debsie and I would like to apologise first off for not doing an Audio Boo for a while. We've both been very busy out there in the real world. Haven't we, Deborah?
Yeah, somebody said told me a while ago that the phrase for that was meat space, as in M-E-A-T.
Meat space. Right, okay. That's normal. Right, today's Audio Boo is actually going to be a little bit different to what we normally do. We're not going to do any men bashing for a change.
I never bash men.
No, you don't, to be fair. Think we leave that to me. But we're going to talk about comments and blogging. Those who are aware of my blog, www.richardblogs.co.uk. That was a nice little link there, don't you, Deb?
That was great. It's my phone ringing. It will stop in a minute. I'll go to answer.
Look at her. She's trying to have a life, see? She's trying to, outside world's trying to drag her out.
I know.
We're talking about blogs and comments. I posted a blog a while ago about why blog. And basically, I said, because I'm a bit of a comment whore, I love comments. And I also like to leave comments. And I posted yesterday, I got into a bit of trouble yesterday on the internet because I commented on someone else's blog and they felt the need because, well, what would you call them, Deborah? These people?
I would call them the blog police. But I think the whole sort of comment moderation thing, which, you know, I have on my blog as well, because you don't want any old fruitcake posting inappropriate material on your blog, is well and good. But I think that's what it should be used for, to stop abusive, truly abusive comments. You know, if somebody is taking issue...
Yeah, I should actually point out my comment wasn't abusive.
No, exactly, it wasn't. You were just taking issue with what had been posted. And comments are for.
Just an opposing view, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it seems there are blogs out there that only want to publish comments that gush about whatever the piece is. You know, if you actually take issue with anything that's been said, they don't like it, or it doesn't get published, or your comment doesn't get published, or it, you know, it gets moderated and edited, and that's ridiculous. You know, it's just, well, quite frankly,
it's
you can't actually.
It doesn't really go in the line of. Well, it's just saying you can't have your own opinion unless you agree with the author of the blog.
I think
if it's negative or if it's positive, it all gets posted regardless.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're going to go to the effort of writing a blog post, then you should be able to defend the views that you've expressed in that blog post.
We should bring it up. I was told not to bother reading the blog again because I didn't agree with what they said, because basically they were laying down rules for everything. And that's another thing we don't quite agree with, isn't it? The whole rule system of these things.
It's crazy. I mean, I've seen blogs that that only have published positive and supportive comments, and that's well and good. You know, I mean, I've had comments on my blog that have taken issue with what I've written, but I've published them and I've addressed the points they've raised.
Yeah, we should actually bring up Deborah's blog because then. Myself and another reader of Debbie's blog, who got called fanboys the other day.
Fans, yeah. Yeah, I should actually say that somebody commented on my blog, debsylicious.com.
You don't
need the WWs. And they actually, it was an ex of mine, and he proceeded to get quite personal about how I'd wrecked my life. Now, I don't think that's constructive criticism. So he did get deleted. He did get deleted. And in fact, if I could have...
Well, you did give him a public platform for quite a while.
I did, and then he just got personal. Yeah, because, enough said, really. But anyway, we're coming up to 5 minutes.
Okay, well, we promise to be back more often.
Yeah, and if you have a blog and you moderate comments, publish all of them. Answer the arguments. This is what we're saying. Bye for now.
Bye.